So I got my stuff to make my buttons.
Hell yeah.
Are you making them on your own?
Yeah, I got a little, clamp or little thing.
All right, well, this is Partners and Pals.
Wait, what'd you do to your hand?
Oh, it was from sparring yesterday. I kind of sprained it a little bit, so.
That's not what it's from.
I wish it was from that, but it's good and strong.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have this. I still have it. Like, look at that muscle. That has got to, look right there.
I see it.
That is a, that's a jack muscle right there.
Oh,
yeah. Look.
Oh, wow, that's tough.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, look, my right arm is so
I don't have it over here, so I'm, that's what I call it.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's swollen more than this one.
Yeah, so, let's start in front of Amanda. She's your right one's big.
Yeah, we should totally start off with like masturbation. That's a good topic.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, well, welcome to Partners and Pals. I'm Donnie Vagrant, everybody.
Sean Magnum, and we're here with
Ms. B. Harmon.
Yes, this is
Ms. Mama B. Yes.
So the last we did a wonderful episode with you, and then there was a guy with an acoustic guitar playing Foo Fighters songs, and now we can't upload the episode. So
they said that I tried it 4 times, and then they sent me an email saying we've rejected your episode because if you'd like to upload music, it's like, oh, okay, all right.
So we're gonna do the best to capture the magic from the first one. One thing I do want to repeat that I did on the last episode. Again, thanks to everyone involved with the Response Murder Generation Weekend. Bands, promoters, fans, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And
part one. That was only part one.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what, 1.5 or 2.0? I don't know.
It'll be 2. Yes.
Okay, 2.0. 2.0. Okay, gotcha.
But, so we're here to talk about Freaks and Geeks.
Let's say also where we're at.
Yeah, well, we are at, you're right, we are at the old Louisville Co-op, one of my favorite coffee shops, houses.
Yeah, I'm just like a couple blocks this way, and I'd lived here for several months, and then one of my friends that lives down the way a little bit, we came here, and I was like, oh my god, like this is right here, and I would say definitely this is one of my definitely favorite places in old Louisville, but definitely, you know, I love it. They have a lot of queer type events and comedy and open mic, and I've done a show here one night too.
Oh, yeah, they also keep, like, the bathroom's really neat. They've got like all test strips.
They regularly have a person that
Narcan.
Like, yeah, they'll test. They have always like. They test you for HIV and all that, but they say, we'll give you a $25 gift card. I'm like, well, I haven't had sex since 2020, but I'll take the test for the $25 grocery card, you know?
$25.
Yeah.
It's $25.
Yes, yes.
Hell yeah.
I've done a lot worse for $25.
Me too.
I've done worse for 20.
you're just a cheap whore.
Yeah, I am.
So we have a show coming up. Miss Mama B's Freaks and Geeks. I have a flyer in front of me at Air Devil's Inn on Tellersville Road. You know where it is. And this is volume 3, right?
Yes,
May volume 3rd. And you're going to be, though, at Air Devils every first Friday of the month up until September is the last one, right?
Yes. We have every first Friday, which is really awesome. You know, we've just started, and I've been in drag a little bit longer than we've started. It's been a really good platform. Air Devils Inn has been a good takeoff point for us, just kind of helping us figure things out, and we're in the works for other stuff and bigger shows, and just keep spreading that Ms. Mama B / punk gospel.
I like it. Can I go through this flyer? Can we talk about everything on this flyer?
Because sure.
There's
sure.
So much happening.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so, can we start off with the origins of
Mama B?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, my bad.
I'll try to give the shortened version, because that usually is not very easy for me. But I've been last October was 2 years that I moved here. I kind of got my footing in the queer community, made some friends, went to play, saw my first like real ginormous drag show and was like in love and said, I want to do this. And I just, kind of hung around and like sponged, He's like a sponge, and you know, it's just like with anything. You know, there's some kind of gatekeeping. It's kind of like, oh, you don't have experience, so you can't do it. But how do I get experience? And I'm the type of person that I will figure something out. I will go around. You know, even if it takes me 5 extra steps, I will do what I put my mind to. So, you know, when I first started out in drag, I was immediately put in a alternative drag show. And while yet that's fine, on the other hand, is I don't look at myself as alternative. I look at myself as a person. Like when I go out, I mean, sure, yes, I'm sparkly, shiny, and I know that doesn't show through the mic, but, you know,
it does. You're
yes,
so
yes.
Shiny.
Oh my gosh, yes, it sparkles.
You were shining.
Yes, yes.
But the audio world. Yes.
But yeah, I didn't, that kind of irritated me because it's like my whole entire life I've been put into this box. And then the drag, you know, it's even in the queer community, they try to put people in boxes. And yeah, so I just was kind of like, you know,
I've noticed there's different facets to the drag.
Yeah, well, you know, there is
different types of performance.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing is like, I mean, it is becoming more accepting that, you know, you have your dance queens, you have your glam queens, like, you know, you have your camp queens. So there's all different kinds of drag. But, you know, that being said, is I wanted to do something all inclusive, you know, give those people a shot that, you know, normally, you know, they don't have. And then also in doing that, producing, promoting them, we have an on-staff photographer who does all their promo shots, which is a very invaluable thing to someone who's coming up in drag because, you know, headshots for promos and flyers and all that. But yeah, it's just, you know, I just wanted to, like, help out, like, that kind of underserved part of my community, because I look at, like, drag is for everybody. I mean, it's for, you know, females at birth, men, you know, whatever, you know, over, you know, bigger people, you know, people of color. And that is the thing that I'm striving to do in my show, is have representation of everybody. So, yeah, I just, things worked out, and where I'm, you know, involved in several different organizations, and it just, that Venn diagram, you know, and then, yeah, so that's basically the gist of it.
Well, I mean, you've got, definitely have, like, your own brand of drag show, too. Like, this is unlike anything else. I mean, you do have the, like, the kind of glam thing going on at mm-hmm. play, like, they have their Saturday night, like, kind of more mainstream, mm-hmm. you can call it, you know, mm-hmm. and then their Wednesday, Thursday, Sundays, mm-hmm. you've got, it's a little more, it's yeah. a little different, and then at Air Devils, you know, yeah, it's, you know, it's a whole different thing, and mm-hmm. yours is a variety show for one. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's drag involved, but yes, there's comedy, mm-hmm. Dancing, spoken word.
Well, that was part of my vision, is I kind of, like, imagined, like, a traveling, you know, freaks, you know, traveling fleeks kind of sideshow thing, is I just, you know, I mean, that's one thing I did want to be different, and I strive to be different in a lot of the things, and in that happening, I've noticed that there are other people who are starting to, you know, they say imitation is the, you know, the highest form of flattery, but, you know, I always, like, you know, I do the, you know, the mini flyers, which I, you know, stole from Sean, but, you know, I try to, like, incorporate a lot of those kind of punk components, that grassroots kind of, you know, because, you know, yeah, I want to do things different. You know, it's like I was in this one choir and they talked about, like, oh, you know, everybody knows us, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so what? Why would you want to stop being remarkable, being noticeable, being, you know, like, I want to be shiny all the time. I don't want to be like, okay, I'm here now, I can stop shining, you know,
right.
and be comfortable. But yeah, I want everything. And the big thing about it, too, is even the people that I have in my show, because we do a, if you go to my Facebook page, Miss Mama B's Freaks and Geeks, on my profile picture is a talent submission or survey. Basically, say what you want, you know, what you can do, maybe some stuff you'd want to try. And I've had a lot of people just basically like, hey, can I try this? And I'm all about it, you know, because as long as your heart's in it and You know, that's just the most beautiful thing to me.
Oh.
So we can break down the flyer?
Yeah. Top to bottom here. Okay. Papa Willie. Now, I've heard of Papa Willie.
Yes, yes.
And so, is it really, they are really the first
I'd say they're a they them. So let's say, oh yeah, by the way, my pronouns are she, they, and her. I think I want to say they're trans mask. But I have never seen someone do drag. I mean, I'm sure like it probably exists somewhere, but when I first saw them, they just like blew me away because they, you know. Yeah, so they're out there dancing and they rip off the top and they've got these tig old bitties, you know, and they're covered in like this layer of.
And Papa Willie's in a wheelchair.
Yes. And they really did. They worked the crowd and I was just like, my brain was like exploding because I was like, oh my gosh, like this is a thing. I've seen this. This is, you know, and it was such a beautiful expression of just being yourself. And so, yeah, they will be at Air Devil's Inn this May, and they'll also be here this June, because what I typically do is everyone gets to do like two shows, because I want it to be a constant rotating cast. That way it gives other people a chance. I mean, even right now I've got my cast pretty much booked out for like to July, and I just got this little bank. I just go in and okay, next person. Yeah, okay, so mix
Angel Ray.
Okay, so yeah, they're another, yeah, generally when you see MX that means like non-binary.
Oh, okay. That's new to me.
I didn't know that's like I had Mix Harley Ramone. They were in my last show. That's why I kind of did like Ms. because it's kind of a play on that, but then also because bees. Miss Angel Ray. I can't really good way to describe them. They're just, yeah, it's crazy.
You gotta be their mason.
And I'd say like a lot of these people, and because it's almost, you know, because I, to me, drag is a combination of multiple mediums anyways, but it's like, especially with the alternative, quote unquote, genre, with the, you know, there's that, also that freedom of being able to be a little bit more, you know, artistic, that's the one thing that sticks out of my mind. But yeah, you definitely, and we've got other people. So yeah, let's go over.
Oh, now,
Shalixer. Yes, yes.
Week. And that's the co-host.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
Danny was weird.
Yeah. She was with us
Danny was one of the first trans people that I ever really, kind of met here in Louisville, and she used to do a lot of open stages, and so, yeah, she's just super sweet, and she's kind of taken off with her, trying to take off with her comedy career, which I have to say, I kind of gave her, like, a little bit of a start, too, you know.
Awesome.
But, you know, that's the thing, too, is I love seeing, is, like, the people on my shows, and they go on and do other things, you know, or even go do shows for other people. I'm not hating on them. I'm glad. That's what I want to happen, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it grows.
Yeah. But Danny's so sweet. And her, which I'm sure she'll be doing some stuff in between, me hosting and her co-hosting, but a lot of her comedy, it's relatable to her, you know, and it's, you know, she's very candid about, like, you know, being a, you know, a parent, and, you know, which, yeah.
Yeah, and she'll actually be on here, not the next episode, but the episode
May.
After.
Early May. Then we have
Avant-Garde, yeah.
With the headdress on. I love that.
So Avant-Garde, so cool.
Avant-Garde, they do, yeah, you've got, they didn't do this one. Well, they did last time. They did, they laid on a bed of nails and had a larger person stand on them. And a lot of their stuff, they do, like, a lot of, like, gore type stuff. But it's, of course, it's not real, you know, because that's my only rule to accident. No real body fluids, you know.
Party pooper.
I'm like, because I was just like, you know, of course there's the rules of no buttholes, no genitals, and if you have feminine appearing.
No fun. Yes,
yeah.
Like
oh my gosh, yeah. I did take away dildos because it's a little much.
I was there when the dildos were.
Yes, yeah. You were back there in the dildo days, but.
Mama B, you're more fun than that. You're saying no buttholes.
Yes,
blood,
I know.
No dildos.
Yes, I know. I'm such a gatekeeper, you know. But yeah,
I think you're just like trying to make it to where people can step in.
Let me hear that stuff in the response either.
So. Well, that's like.
You gotta lead the people there.
Well, that's like, you know, we're in works now with Art Sanctuary and, you know, here in the next, you know, and, you know, we've sat down and talked with the owners and basically they're like, yeah, we love this. You can, you know, so it's basically like this. It's like you can say, Hail Satan. You can say, Hail Satan, fuck me in the ass. But you cannot simulate Satan fucking you in the ass. So 2 out of 3, you know, you can curse and, you know, because they, over at our sanctuary, they have like Satan. You know, I mean, whatever like night. They have a big. So they're really. So I mean, it's like up our alley, but the same thing is. And especially, I mean, thankfully that one bill got canceled. But you know, kind of. And plus two is just to be more inclusive. There's some people that some of that sexual stuff can be triggering, or and especially with like the people that have never been to a drag show. Like our photographer Chris was saying, he had invited this little lady from like his neighborhood, and. You know, she's sitting there, and then Rocky comes out with the, you know, the big dildo thing, and then he turns around and she's like gone. And like,
did Rocky have the horns and the leather outfit? Or was that Desiree Seduction?
I don't know. I have to show you a picture of them. They are, you know, they're a male cis performer. They do a lot of leather, and but yeah, they're actually now X Anarchy Chaos X. Okay. But yeah, Avant Garde, they're super. Like, oh my gosh.
So they do like kind of like a gore show a little bit. Like
Accessible. I mean, it was like they had a tarp down and they're just, you know, but I mean, it's, you know, oh, but,
like
I mean,
Jim Rose circus type stuff.
Yeah, look, but well, like we tricky. Did have, what's it, Rosemary Spabey, which she's going to be, she's going to be doing our spotlight this time. Cause that's another thing too, is that I try to incorporate, you know, like, hey, if you want to be a part, like come and do a spotlight, come and, you know, cause like I try to, you know, I want to bring everybody in the family, but yeah, Avant-Garde, their shit is like, it's next level. And they really like go all out and their shit is like super artistic.
I love this name. Okay. Parasite Hill.
Yeah.
Well,
like she's like a, like the best way to describe her is like a goth glam queen. I mean, like she just like there, I can show you some pictures where she's got like the huge like horns and, but yeah, she's beautiful and she's just the sweetest person. But I had asked them because the theme was too hot for TV. So I was like, hey, do something crazy. So, she sent me this picture with her hair all like, you know, like the girl from The Ring.
Yeah.
And so I did the little ring in the background. And but yeah, she's super sweet.
That's awesome. I'm stoked for that. You're in Lux.
You're in Lux. They are just like, they like last time they did a thing. It's just super duper weird, I guess is the best way to describe it. But it's like, I am here for any kind of like weirdness. Like I had one comedian say, hey, you know, I was thinking about doing a set about bug porn. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it, you know. But like, they just, I would say Urine Lux, they're, you know, again, like a lot of these performers, it's super kind of artistic, which they did get kicked off the play stage because their shit was just a little too weird and plays like they showed me like the film of them getting like booed and pulled off a stage.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. But I mean, and it was like something I wasn't even, you know, but, you know, play.
So Urine Lux is definitely for the punk rock.
Yes, yes. They're too hot. They're too hot for play, you know,
nice.
And also too hot
we're
for TV.
We're on Instagram. Yeah. So
yes, yes.
Forward
sure.
to meeting Urine Lux. And
Urine Lux, this kind of has
Seth. Okay.
I saw Seth's photo.
Yes, too. So Seth is amazing. Like, they started drag like a month after me, and they have blossomed so much. Like they were just like, I mean, I'm talking like in shorts and socks, and they were just so homely looking. And they have, you know, but the thing I always loved about them is their energy was just, you know, through the roof. Like they, it was like one of, you know, like there was other queens, you know, talking about them afterwards and saying, you know, well, you know, they didn't like this and this, but they were having fun. And see, again, that to me is what really matters. But I've watched them grow so much, and when I saw them at Open Stage over at Pride Bar, I was like, oh my god, like, you have to be in my show. And so, and then they're actually in a thing now at Play, it's called Charm School.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of the equivalency. Yes, usually it's Open Stages on Wednesdays, but they've been having that Charm School. But it has been like the best experience for them, and they've had so many people. And so tonight, actually, Seth, I'm going to be going to Lexington with them and being a, you know, being their stage mother. I just love them. And, you know, that's like the thing about like these kids, you know, I guess I can say that. I just love them. And, you know, that's kind of where I got started, calling me Mama B, because I just have this mother nature. I just want to mother people and, you know, take care, you know, just love it.
So, Desiree Seduction. I've seen Desiree.
Yes.
Can you say something about Desiree? I've never seen, but...
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes,
yeah,
yes. Yes, yes. They're beautiful, beautiful.
They are.
And yeah, I've seen them in a lot of like Jewel shows and Air Devil's Inn, and they are a female at birth drag queen. But they are, yeah, they're beautiful, and they were just so enthusiastic about being in the show, and I was like, okay, you know. And so, yeah, love them. Yeah, their stuff, I mean, I guess it's just, well, that was one thing too I thought was so cute, was because every show I try to do a theme, and they're like, well, you know, can you tell me a little bit about this theme? Because I've never been in a show that has a theme. I just don't know what to do. And but just the fact that they cared so much, you know, I just thought it, yeah, it just, I love
good
that.
Good attitude.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Big part of
yes,
it.
Yes. And then, I guess we got left. So Hellhound and Casey and Cassie Lassie. Hellhound, they are, I want to say they're maybe partners or friends with Anarchy Chaos X, and they came to a show whenever their, you know, X was in there, and they were just so flipping helpful. Like, they were just like, what can I do, Mama B? And I mean, they were just following me around and buckling my stuff, and they were, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like,
focus on the abs on Hellhound.
Oh my gosh,
Jesus,
I know.
Christ.
I know, like, he's, yeah, like, these people, like, they make me so mad. They're so beautiful, you know. But yeah, so
look at those abs. I mean, that was the first thing I saw when he came in the
yeah.
Bar. Like, damn.
And they do a lot of that stuff, like the whole, like the puppy mask and all that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
They don't sign over the checkbook, though, do they?
No. But like, but yeah, that's the good thing that I like about our show, too, is like, you know, a lot of shows will have like stage kit, and then it's traditionally some like beautiful, you know, beautiful lady, whatever, you know. And we started doing stage pups, you know. And so, I mean, and you know, we don't you know, exclude non-binary or whatever. But yeah, we have a stage pup, and then the other person is Cassie Lassie. She's gonna be our stage kitten, and she's the biggest sweetheart. Like, I, you know, I've been going to Air Devil's Inn for a while, and one night I was there doing karaoke, and there was like only a few people there, and I had asked Cassie, I'm like, hey, you know, can you do, because I wanted
Cassie's
to do.
Cassie's been in the last few, not just free
Freaks and Geeks, but some of Jules' shows too.
I don't think so. Okay, I don't think it was yours
that I saw.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever actually performed. Is she like MC? No, she's. As far as I know, I don't think she's ever done anything. But yeah, so we had, you know, one night we did karaoke, and then the next one of the couple nights later, she was at my show, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, I did karaoke with Ms. Mama B," you know, like, and it was just so freaking cute, you know. It's like, oh, I'm a celebrity, people are excited. But she's just so super duper sweet, and she had filled out the talent application, and you know, like I said, there might be some people, you know, if it's all about attitude and motive, you know, and if, you know, she's beautiful, and I want to like put her somewhere. So, and I mean, I'm still kind of shifting some things around for her, but I definitely, like, I'm really glad she's, you know, involved with the show. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Other than I got a little tiny Micah there, because he's going to be doing the music and some announcements. And traditionally, I don't put them on there, but they were like, "Do I get to be on the flyer?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And so I did it like a little tiny one, you know. And it says, but yeah, later too is there, you know, because they're like, "Hey, Ms. Mama B, I need to apologize. You know, I asked you if I was going to be on the flyer, and you know," and I'm like, "Don't worry, it's okay." But I was like, I just made a joke out of it anyways. I just made them little tiny, you know. So, anyways, yeah, that's it. And like there is, like, I was telling them earlier.
And each date has a different theme.
Yes, like, yeah. So, like, you know, June, I haven't got past July yet, but June is going to, since it's Pride Month, it's going to be gay, do crime. And then in July, it's going to be America. Yeah, it's going to be like, yeah, and it's going to, and we're also going to have FMK there.
Yep.
I'm super stoked. Yeah, it is going to be, I would say, like, I mean, you should come to every show.
It's different.
Yes, yeah, that is the thing I love about it, is like, well, so far it's been a different co-host every single time too, but it's a different show. It evolves. It's just like when I do open stage, you know, I take this thing good and I bring this to next week, and but then too with the rotating cast, it just, the whole vibe kind of changes. But regardless, yeah.
I have to ask you something mm-hmm. here. So you're doing a show every month, different theme, rotating cast.
Yes.
How the hell are you busting your ass like this? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, a different show every month with different people?
Yeah, it's just like, I'm just luckily the infrastructure is set up to where I, you know, I can do that. I mean, like I said, we have the standing application, you know, talent survey.
Anybody can apply, right?
Yes, anybody. And I mean, like, the way it is like, the way when I'm trying to formulate a show is, of course, I want variety.
Right.
And then so I'm trying to look for a certain kind of mix. And so there might be a show where I'm like, okay, I can't really plug them in here. Then also, I think, too, because they get basically a two-show deal, unless they're just a piece of crap, you know, but they get, so that's kind of something I incorporate in there, is like, okay, if I have them in this show, they're going to have to be in the next show, and then how am I going to move that around?
Rotate.
And so, you know, I do have people that help me, but I mean, just a lot of times it's just, well, where I'm a disabled vet and I don't have to work, I have a lot of time to devote to this and my multiple other, you know, nonprofit type community action things. But yeah, I'm an organizer. It looks like Beautiful Mind. It looks like Beautiful Mind with all my whiteboards and everything. And I just, yeah, I have a tablet, and I organizing gives me.
I'm stoked for this show. Looking at this flyer, I'm really.
Yes, yeah.
Really,
I did want to ask something, mm-hmm. and I've been hearing more and more mm-hmm. about this. Can you define and tell us the importance of the role of a drag mother?
Okay, well,
recently learned about through the play people.
You know, basically it's like, you know, there's, you can have like a drag mother. And basically, like, Because, and a lot of times too, is like, unless like you've been within the community somehow, is like you kind of like flounder out there. You're like an orphan. And then basically someone, you know, who's more established comes along and is like, hey, you know, you're my drag kid. And they'll teach them makeup, teach them, you know, different, you know, things, you know, just different aesthetics of it. And which with me, I think that's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like I am, you know, being transgender. I just find a lot of my things in my life are always in this kind of transitional state or a limbo kind of stage. And so I joined the drag game, you know, at like 44. And so, I'm older, so, and I'm motherly, but at the same time, it's like I, you know, it's kind of weird for people who are more established that are like, you know, almost half my age. Like, so I that's another thing too with the whole like making my own show is, you know, like last night Seth was telling me, they're like, yeah, you know, I know that you're newish like me, but you know, you're like the, you know, drag mother to so many people. And so, you know, I may not be able to tell them the 100% best makeup tips, but I can mother them. I can take care of them. I can encourage them, you know, like
created a home.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's like the thing too with the Freaks and Geeks, like once you're an OG, you know, once you're a Freaks and Geeks OG, you're like in the family. Like we have you know, two different chats. We have the, you know, current show, which we have a volume one, and then we have the, you know, the OGs. And so before you even do your own show, you're an OG, and then you're just included. And so, like, in the future, I will be rotating in old cast. It's just, I want, you know, but yeah, it's just, yeah, so yeah, it's just, yeah, a lot of people, you know, have a drag mother, and there's good, and you know, and it's not all like 100%, because you can just have somebody that could be one that could be terrible, and they could be teaching you all kinds of bad stuff. But you know, it's just, I don't know, there's been a couple times I've been rejected or kind of wanted to be, but I think at this point now I'm good at doing my own thing and just doing it my way, and just because it's been done this way. Again, it's another,
well, it's, you know, adds another dimension to the drag scene. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, we're always called the Daredevils, or for lack of a better term, kind of like the Road Warrior crew.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I always considered all of us who hang out with the Daredevils, because it's like everybody's got their own thing. It's kind of ragtag in a good way.
Mm-hmm. We're all like, rough as hell.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we all have our pasts.
Yeah.
And it's just like a really good
one. Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean,
and the Mama Bee's Freaks and Geeks variety show, and just that infrastructure in itself has created a whole new.
Yeah, and I mean, I love that. I love, like, I always am trying to, like, there's a lot of ideas that, you know, I'll think about, and I'll be like, okay, like, am I the very first person ever to think of this? You know, probably not, you know, somewhere, you know, but I just love thinking of things or different ways of approaching things that, you know, just like, for example, just being remarkable, being, you know, like, you know, having a making a lasting memory, you know, it, like, just makes a, you know, so much more powerful impact.
Sorry, I just got
I do totally.
I know this flyer's got me memorized. I can't take my eyes off.
Yes, yeah, it's very, yeah, this, like, that I love about, you know, because it's definitely like that punk aesthetic look.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the embodiment of Prague.
Yes, yes.
Cool flyer.
Well, like, the thing that's funny about it is, like, it looks like it was thrown together, but this was like week. This was like a week and a half, and it's like layers, so it's like you would put this layer on here, and then you'd have to go and like move this layer and
thrown together.
Oh my gosh, it was a labor of love, though. I really love it. I love doing that stuff.
And your pictures are so cool too.
Yes,
all
yeah,
pictures are good.
Yeah, like I have, that was just I cut and paste, and I did it like on an old timey kind of, like, the UFO.
Very, like, has a very 70s feel to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people don't do flyers like these anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, they try to veer away from
it
for some reason. and if
let me give you some. Let me give you some mini flyers too. I love the mini flyers idea because I just think it's so nice to just be able to have something you can just carry. You
know, I presented that to the band, and they were all like, "No, don't do that."
First, people were like against it. You know? Yeah, like in the whole scene altogether, Chuck started doing it.
I just love it because you can carry it, and that's another thing too that I love about that I have incorporated is putting the QR code on the corner, which has all of our social media, the talent applications, and then actually these are huge ones. We're going to be putting I'll be putting this podcast on that. So whenever you scan that thing, it brings up everything, and so it's a good promotional tool, and it just kind of puts everything because you know nowadays it's just easier, you know.
So this flyer has Goblin Boy.
They dropped out the next day after I printed like 40 flyers.
These three that you have together, Avant-Garde, Parasite Young, and Urine Lux, looks like right up my alley. Weird as shit.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, the thing I love about this, and this is another exemplification, you know, of, you know, we have a male presenting type, you know, a masculine dancer. We have, you know, a female birth. We have some, you know, handicapable, I don't know if that's the word, but someone, you know, in a wheelchair. We have, you know, they're actually a drag king as well. So, I mean, you have just like this whole like smattering, I guess is the word. Just, I like to just make, you know, yeah, I want to represent everybody and anybody who wants to come to the show.
Well, it's going to be a good time. I've already been to the first two.
Missed the second one. God damn it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not missing this one. It's in the calendar, in my phone already. And Amanda's not going to let me miss this one. Mm-hmm. We were like trying to do two things the last one. She's like, I'm just going to go to that. And I'm like, no, we'll have time. And it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But this.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm excited because I feel like a lot of these dates are falling on like good nights, good weekends. That's why whenever I, you know, figured out we were going to be July 5th, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is a chance to, because like I had originally talked to Seth about doing like a Prague idea, but that idea was kind of passed by me. But so you know, that's what happens. You have good ideas, you know, people like to use them. You know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it does happen. But, like you said, it's the highest form of flattery.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I understand. I'm Donnie Raymond. I've had my shit stolen for years.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Well, and I mean, I've noticed. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, sometimes you got to make your moves quietly. That's one thing I figured out. And like,
sometimes,
just like,
unfortunate.
Yeah, just like some of the stuff I'm doing now, I'm just like, oh my God, this is so good. I need to tell somebody. And I have like the few friends and they get my verbal diarrhea because, you know, but.
Yeah, even with the response, like if it's something stage related or even a cover we're going to do, sometimes we just got to keep it under wraps until.
We don't talk about any of our covers anymore.
Yeah, because,
some people will just.
Well, plus it ruins the surprise.
Sometimes it's unintentional.
Yes,
it's not
that's what I was going to say. Is I think a lot of times it's almost like that, you know, subconscious. Like I don't think that people necessarily, you know, because it's like sometimes I'll think of an idea and then I'll be like, oh, that's like that, and I'm like, yeah, I guess it kind of is. But I still try to do my own version. Right. But you know, but they always say that, you know, no other person except for Adam has ever had an original thought besides them. So everything has just been recycled, regurgitated, redone, so in some kind of way.
Right.
But still, like, don't copy me.
Yeah.
Or at least if you copy me, like, give me some money or, you know.
some credit for it, yeah.
But yeah, and speaking of Seth, I have got to go. They are waiting outside. We are going to be going to Lexington here in a little bit. And so Freaks and Geeks representing.
May 3rd, Daredevils.
Yes. Yeah, like I said, it's going to be awesome. We're going to come all out for, and then next month, which I'm sure you guys are probably talking about again, but what I would like to do is I'm going to do with them the podcast from Pride.
Yeah.
And then I have Morbo the Clown. I don't want to. Okay, I have somebody. Yeah. I have some people coming, and yeah. Anyways,
so we're doing that in Pride. Pride Month.
Yeah, like at Pride.
Yeah, because actually, there's a whole weekend full of stuff in June as well. June 7th is the Freaks and Geeks Be Gay Do Crime, and then the night after at the Alcove is the Prague night with the Response and Interview.
But yeah, we're probably, I'm going to have a bunch of the Freaks and Geeks. We're going to do the community stage.
Yeah.
And, but we're going to be there. I'm going to be there in full out Mama B, you know, regalia. And we're going to walk around and then, you know, like we're going to do the podcast because I'm just going to use, you know, June basically as a springboard to promote for July. And July is just going to be awesome. I have so many things planned. It's going to be really fun. But yeah, guys, come. It's $5 freaking.
Yeah.
I thought about it one time about bringing it up, but I'm like, no, I want this accessible to everybody. The world sucks and everything's expensive. So, you know, we should at least be able to pay a reasonable price and get to come together and have some fun and forget about all that shit.
And that's what it's about, is just getting together, having a good time, and having a party.
Yes.
Well, we thank you. I know you have to go.
Yes. Oh, no, you're good. Thank you so much for letting me be
here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But, yeah. All right, cool.
All right. We thank you, Mama B.
Yes.
It's the best. And next week, we'll be with Mommy Cigarettes.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Thank you. You have fun in Lexington.
Yeah.